Place it down. Rose is now going to come to the front to read from the Bible. The page number is on the screen. Rose is one of those volunteers who serves in the Wednesday First Steps group. Rose, here you go.
The reading is taken from Luke chapter 1, from verse 26 to 38. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angels Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his word and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." How will this be? Mary asked the angel. "Since I'm a virgin," the angel answered, "the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And as she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord, the servant." Mary answered, "May your word to me be fulfilled." The angel left her. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Rose. As you can see, those of you regular know that this contraption here is for me to put my board on with some images. So if there's any youngsters who can't see very well from the back and want to come forward, there's space on the floor at the front, or there's seats. So do move if you'd like to come and see more clearly. You've got a minute while I'm just going to put this up. No one coming up? Okay. It's not as exciting as Disney or Netflix, but it's more exciting than just me. Christmas. A very obvious thing I want to start by saying is that Christmas has the word Christ in it. Jesus Christ or Christ Jesus. That's something people sometimes say when they're angry or when they're surprised, as a swearing thing, isn't it? Christ Jesus or Jesus Christ. Did you know that Christ is not a name in the Bible? It's a job. So his stepdad and his mum didn't have that name. It wasn't Joseph Christ, Mary Christ, and baby Jesus Christ from the Christ family. Christ is a job. It's the job of being the king of God's people. It's a bit like doctor is a job. Dr. Jones or Dr. Watson. Christ is the job of being God's ruler, coming to make the world new the way God wants it to be. So the baby who was born at Christmas, Christ, who's in Christmas, He came to do that job, to be the king that God sent. So the message of Christmas is not feel sorry for the poor little baby. And we can often end up thinking that as we sing songs about a baby put in a straw food box for animals. We think the whole point of Christmas is we need to be feel sorry for that poor baby. That's not the Bible's message. It's not feel sorry for Jesus. The Bible's message is understand that he is the Christ. He's come to do that special role that God had. Well, what did he do when he grew up? This Christmas, that is this week, next week, and Christmas Day itself, we're going to look at some of the things Jesus said when he was an adult to explain why Christmas happened, why Jesus was born as a baby, why God sent him into the world. That's what we advertised on our Christmas card. We're going to look and listen at what Jesus said. Why did he come? Now, the Bible tells us the Christmas account, as we've just read. It also tells us some of the things Jesus did as an adult when he explained why he came. And I want to read one of those to you now. Reese is going to put the page number up. It's in Mark chapter 2, page 1003. Mark chapter 2, page 1003. And I'm reading from the very bottom of the page in the Bible versions, very bottom right-hand side there. And we're looking here for Jesus to explain why he came. Why did Christmas happen? Verse 13. Once again, Jesus went out beside the lake. A large crowd came to him, and he began to teach them. As he walked along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collector's booth. Follow me, Jesus told him. And Levi got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples, for there were many who followed him, many who followed Jesus. When the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with the sinners and the tax collectors, they asked his disciples, why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? On hearing this, Jesus said to them, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but those who are ill. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. So in this episode, to begin with, Jesus is there teaching, and he's got a great big crowd listening to him. But he doesn't stay with the crowd. He goes on from there, verse 14 at the top of page 1004. He goes on from there, and he meets a rich man called Levi. And Jesus says, come and follow me. So Levi leaves what he's doing, stops what he's doing, and he comes and follows Jesus. There they are walking along together. And Jesus goes to Levi's house. Well, they have a meal together. I don't know what they might have had. There's a non-sticky fried egg. It's not going to stay up. Enjoying their food together. Jesus' disciples were there too, his followers. They were the people who were with Jesus and learning from him. Now, that some other people were watching, and they are upset. Here are those upset people. You read about them in verse 16. When the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with the Pharisees and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? They're angry, they're frustrated. The teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, these are Bible teachers. They think they are extra super holy people. They think they know what is right about God, and they don't like what Jesus is doing. You see, Jesus is with this character, Levi. And don't be explained, Levi is a tax collector. What happened at that time that the Romans, great big powerful army, had come in, they'd taken over, and they were making life very hard for the people who lived there. They were taking their money. And Levi, one of the people who lived there, he was helping them to take the money, which is why he was a rich man. Now Jesus has gone to be with Levi and people like him. And the extra super holy people say, this is wrong. A holy teacher has to be separate from people like that. They must have made a mistake. See, who you eat with shows who you're friends with, doesn't it? Reese was telling me on Friday he went out for a meal with friends. When you got to the restaurant, you didn't just go and sit on any old table, did you? You sat with your friends. When you have lunch at school, if you're allowed to, you will pick to sit next to your friends, won't you, if you're in school? You won't just sit with the people who are very different from you and don't like you. You'll sit with your friends. Well, Jesus was sat with this man, Levi, having food with him. He's being friendly. They say he must have made a mistake. Jesus says, no, I haven't made a mistake. This is deliberate. And this is the part at which he explains why Christmas happened. This is the part at which he explains why he came into the world. Look at verse 17. On hearing this, Jesus said to them, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but those who are ill. I've not come to call the righteous, but sinners. What does Jesus mean? Well, a doctor is for sick people, aren't they? And at the moment, Dagenham is full of things to do with COVID, isn't it? We've got face masks. We've got test packs. We've got keep your distance signs on the floor, on the walls, everywhere you can see, on the buses, on the trains. All around us, signs about things to do with COVID sickness. People who have the COVID sickness want to get better, don't they? If they're sick enough, they want a doctor to care for them because they need help. But if you don't have COVID, if you got a negative test, if you don't have the symptoms, you don't want the doctor to help you. You just want to carry on normally. You don't want to be swallowing medicine, lying in bed, sitting in hospital. You don't want help. And if a doctor comes to you and says to you, you've got to come to hospital, I'm going to treat you for your condition, you'll say, no, I'm not ill. I don't want to go to hospital. Go and help the people who've got COVID, not me. Well, Jesus says he is like a doctor. What sickness does Dr. Jesus deal with? What sickness did Christ come at Christmas to deal with? Yes, it's not to do with being poor and making us rich, because Levi was already rich when Jesus went to him. Some people think Jesus came to make us rich. No, Levi was already rich and he needed help. Jesus came into the world, Betty said it, and Jesus says it here, not come to call righteous but sinners. What does the Bible mean by that? Here's someone who's really sick. What is the sickness that we have that Dr. Jesus deals with? It's being far from God and lost from him. It's the sickness of being enemies of God. You see that person saying to God, I don't want you. I want to be in charge of my life. It's the sickness of being stuck in our life, not knowing how to change, not knowing how to find God, being lost from him. Jesus didn't come into the world for people who are righteous, for lives who were people whose lives are right and good, or for people who think their lives are right and good, because actually that was what was true of these people complaining. Because the Bible says we all need Jesus' help. We're all far from God, enemies of God, stuck and not able to know him. Until Dr. Jesus comes and makes us better. Now, people like Levi and all his friends who are at that party with Jesus, they're the sort of people who hate God and hate talk about God. But when they realize it, they know they need help. They know they're a long way from God and they have this sickness. The problem for the Pharisees, the extra super holy people, was they didn't realize they were sick. They thought they were very good. No, don't need a doctor for my sickness. I'm very good, thank you. But we all have that sin sickness. The Bible says we all have that sin sickness. So the question we need to ask is, am I going to have help from Jesus? See, the question is with COVID is not, oh, am I well enough to need the doctor? Yeah, now I'm really well, I can go and see the doctor. That's not the question. You say, oh, I'm so sick. When can I get a doctor? Doctor, come and help. The question we ask about the Christ is not, am I good enough for Jesus? Am I good enough to be a Christian? That's not the question. The question is, am I bad enough to go for help to Dr. Jesus? Because that sort of person will get his help and he will make them better. He will deal with the sickness of being far from God, enemies of God, stuck, unable to get to God. That's why he came. The Bible says people who know they are bad are glad for Jesus. They think, oh, this sickness I've had, at last there's a doctor who's come to make me better. The people who think they're good, oh, no, no, doctor, good Jesus, I don't need your help, thank you. Christmas is not about Christ. Christmas is just about carols and food and presents and family. It's not about someone coming to help me. I wonder what it is for you. Isn't Christmas surprising? Jesus was surprising. He surprised the religious teachers because of who he went to be with. I wonder, have you realized why the Christ came? Have you understood, rather, why the Christ came? The message of Christmas is not feel sorry for that poor little baby. That is not what the Bible is telling us to do. The Bible is saying be glad that that baby came to be Dr. Jesus, to sort out our sin sickness. If you know why he came, you are glad that he came, aren't you? And you're a Christian. You're someone he has made better. Not that there's no sin in your life. You see that and it makes you sad. But you know that you're not far from God anymore. You've been brought home by Dr. Jesus. And you'll be singing the songs this Christmas time happily. Maybe you've never really understood why the baby Christ came at Christmas, and you're just starting to understand. Brilliant. I do hope you see what a great thing it is that God in heaven sent his son, Jesus, to be the Christ, to be the doctor who heals us of our sin sickness, to bring us into God's family. I'd love, if you're still thinking about this, or if you know it quite well, do to take these leaflets to think more. This one is really aimed for children, really aimed for Key Stage 2, actually. But I think younger children might enjoy it. There's a bunch of those on the table and out there. This one is for older readers. Christmas Hope in a COVID World. Very topical. Unfortunately, it was topical a year ago, but it's still topical. Do have a read of that, and it'll help you think more about Dr. Jesus and the help he offers you. And I hope that it'll help you enjoy Christmas more than you've ever enjoyed it before. Just like a COVID patient has been treated by the doctor and they've been healed of their COVID, Jesus has come to heal us of our sin sickness, to bring us back to life with God. I'm going to say a short prayer, just to talk to God, to say to him, thank you for this news of why Jesus came. Heavenly Father, we thank you that the Bible explains Jesus to us, explains that he didn't just stay as a baby, didn't just want us to feel sorry for him, but actually he came to help us because you were sorry about our situation. Please help us understand better the work of Dr. Jesus, so that we would be glad and that this Christmas would be a very glad time for us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.